being away, right? Okay, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our special Board of Selectmen meeting. I'm Michael Friedit, joined here this afternoon by our second selectman, Mr. William Piper, and our third selectwoman, Ms. Sally Buemi. Welcome. I'd like to start by calling this meeting to order and asking us here in the Board of Selectmen to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Thank you. Okay, we're going to move to item number three at this special meeting. I'd like to turn it over to Sally Buemi.
Yes, item three is a call for the annual town meeting to be held Tuesday, September 29th, 2020, at 6 p.m. Due to Governor Ned Lamont's March 10th, 2020 declaration of a public health emergency and civil preparedness emergency, and his subsequently issued executive orders, and due to the spread of coronavirus disease 2019 in the state of Connecticut, including New Haven County, in-person public access to this meeting will not be permitted. This will be an electronic meeting and a video conference link and conference call dial-in will be provided for those individuals who would like to listen and participate, if electors, in the town meeting. The annual town meeting will consider and act upon the following.
And that is to consider and act upon a resolution in accordance with the recommendation of the Board of Finance to adjust appropriations of certain line items among the various departments in the fiscal year 2019 to 2020 budget, transferring amounts over $20,000 in the total sum of $339,148.58.
Okay, we have a motion to accept.
Yeah, I'll motion the call as read.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and we have a second. Any other discussion?
Yes, I'd like to discuss this. We should just be telling the folks that this is a bit of a redo, that the Board of Finance had recommended this transfer, which is for amounts over $20,000 amongst various departments. That's a very important distinction. Back in August and at our September 3rd Board of Selectmen meeting, we called the annual town meeting with a different number of $253,380.38. And we called the town meeting for September 22nd, which is tomorrow. So we should just make note that that's canceled and that this is September 29th meeting. And I'd like to emphasize 6 p.m. because usually they're at 7. So I think it's worth emphasizing for discussion purposes that it's 6 o'clock. I'd hate to have someone want to dial in and participate and miss it. So folks, it's at 6 p.m. And I think we have to give a little shout out to Board of Finance member Nancy Barrett, who discovered this oversight. And oversight, I have no problem with the oversight and the discrepancy. Those things happen because the Board of Finance at their August meeting did make a recommendation in this category for $253,000. Ms. Barrett discovered the $85,768.20 discrepancy, brought it to the attention of the finance director in a timely fashion, which was important because I believe, and Val, you can correct me if I'm wrong, the annual town meeting, which this is part of, must be in September. So a little shout out to her for noticing this discrepancy, and it's better that we do it right because there are town charter and I believe Connecticut statutes that are very specific that this be done properly at a town meeting, given our form of government, in order to validly and legally effectuate these types of transfers among the various departments. So I'm fully supportive of this. It is a redo. I understand, no problem. I'm happy to be here and accommodate the redo, and so I fully support this call.
Okay, very good points. William?
Yeah, that, thank you, Sally. That was a good, I think, explanation for anybody who is listening in now or would listen in later on to the recording. And again, even based on the difference in the amount of the transfers to that are necessary to be done based on a combination of state statute and the and the town and what we've done from an annual basis for the town in terms of the town charter, it doesn't affect the bottom line any in terms of the surplus. So there's no adjustment to the surplus that was reported for fiscal year ending 2020, June 30th, 2020. It just is an adjustment to the transfers. So it doesn't change any of the final numbers that were reported at the Board of Finance in terms of the net result for the fiscal year.
Right, that's a good point. We did have a healthy surplus for the 1920 fiscal year, a combination of underspending and some revenue in excess of anticipated revenue, which is what we do in our budget. A budget is a prediction, and so that's a very good point. It doesn't affect the bottom line, yet when it's a transfer in excess of $20,000 amongst various departments, the town meeting must, by regulation, approve it. So we want to do it right so that we could appropriately and legally, in accordance with all applicable regulations, close out the fiscal year. So I had no problem coming back today to do this.
With the meeting, yeah, and as you said earlier, I think that with the meeting next week instead of tomorrow. And I think I checked before I came, and the cancellation was shown on the, for tomorrow's town meeting was shown on the website.
Right.
So they'll post, I think after today, they'll post the new,
yeah,
the new particulars for the meeting for a week from tomorrow.
Right.
So please call in just so everybody can vote online.
Yeah.
So that, because it is an important, I think we've lost the ability to actually be physically present, but we still have the ability, as Sally said earlier, to vote.
Yeah.
By calling in and everything, and I think it's important that if you're available and can do it, please do.
Yeah. Right. I mean, this annual town meeting happens annually. What a surprise! This is the only item on the agenda. It's always on the September meeting. This type of transfer, this category of transfer, but sometimes there's other items. This year, for whatever reason, we don't have any other items on the agenda. But Bill's right. So anyone who wants to participate and who is eligible to participate should be calling in. Hopefully it won't just be the three of us. It might be. But we'll four of us. Your points are well taken, Bill. So,
and I did post that notice of cancellation in red to try and give it a little more visibility on the front page of the website.
And this, because I had inquired about that only because we're going to be signing today the call, and that has to go in the newspaper. We don't have to put in the newspaper, for example, Board of Selectmen meetings or Board of Finance meetings.
Right.
But town meetings,
according to the governor's executive order, you don't have to do that during this time.
Right.
I will do it. I'll have to put it in the register because there won't be enough time.
Right. So it will go in. So that's why I thought, because the notice goes in the paper is canceling just online sufficient, because obviously we have some town residents who do not have access to internet, but they may have access to the newspaper. I noticed that it was put in red, and so but there's nothing wrong with us saying that the town meeting tomorrow night is canceled, and this one, the 29th at 6 p.m. is in lieu of that meeting.
Very good. All right, so we have a motion and we have a second. We've had some discussion. Is there any other discussion? All right, well, hearing none, we'll call for that vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Town meeting will commence that day. There is no other business here for this special Board of Selectmen meeting, so I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn.
Okay.
A motion, second, any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much, Bill, Sally. Thank you very much to our listening audience.
No problem.